as Aboriginal people, we do go for a lot. We go for a lot of pain, and we hold a lot of pain. 28 years of my life, you know, I've been holding all my pain in rather than, you know, expressing it and trying to solve it. And I tend to, growing up, I was moved around a lot. So I was born in Mildura, but I was moved around a lot, you know what I mean? And I ended up moving to Shepparton as a young kid. It wasn't easy. I was getting moved around in home care, taken away from mum. And then I've got four kids of my own, you know. The first one was born and they took him, and then the second one. And then I tried running away from Shepparton to have more kids with my girl. She ended up having two more, so four were up. It didn't work out in Bendigo, because every time she had a kid, you know, I didn't even get to stand by her bedside and let myself enjoy the fatherhood of, you know, being proud to have kids and brought into this world as an Aboriginal, you know what I mean? And it was hard for me and the missus to also keep our relationship, so there was a lot of pain in between us. I had to walk away from her due to the fact that, you know, we can stand there and blame each other for everything that's happened, but it wasn't our fault, you know what I mean? It's a stolen generation altogether, and that's why I like to bring that into today's 3CR, is to say that, you know, for the mob out there going through all that pain and for the stolen generations, you know, keep your head up, you know, keep engaging with them. Don't let them know that you're missing. Let them know you're still there. As part of get up, stand up and show up, you know what I mean? I just want to say on the radio too, I'm sorry for my baby girls and my baby boy for not being there as much as I have or could have been. But, you know, I am trying to get better and learn stronger as a man and as a father. You know, I will come back, whether they're 10, 20, I'll always come back, you know what I mean? If not, I'll leave a message behind. But I do love you, and I miss every part of, you know, your present. Also for my baby girl out there, you know, thanks for being there for me and standing by my side, you know what I mean, and helping me deal with the pain that I have to go through. Yeah, it wasn't easy growing up. I spent most of my 20s in jail. I've done 6 birthdays in jail now, from 22 to 28. Yeah, so moving around a lot was just was hard, you know. It was very confusing because instead of learning about my culture and who I was learning where I belong. And that's something that Aboriginal people shouldn't have to deal with, about where you belong. We should know where we belong, because we should be left where we come from. We should be left in our culture, our families, you know. I didn't learn I was a Barkindji man until I come to jail. My first sentence, I've done 6 months at Ravenhall Correctional Facility. And that's when I found out from the elders that come and do the program, I was taught that I was a Barkindji man, and I didn't know that. And that's something, growing up as an Aboriginal kid, that I carried along a lot of anger for, because I was frustrated about fitting in and being myself and being able to grow as an Aboriginal man. I want to be able to pass on what I know and what I learnt. And I just want to thank the brothers in jail for keeping that routine going and for reminding me that I am who I am and that I can grow from all this and that I learn to appreciate myself even more. So I just want to say that, yeah, I love you all, and keep your head up out there for those that are coming in, and keep your head up for those that are getting out, you know. I'm getting out soon, so I'm getting out Friday. I'm hoping that I do learn from this and get out as a stronger person. My biggest dream is to become a role model for my community. I want to be able to do and be a voice that's heard. You know, I want to be able to rise to the occasion of being an influence in my community back at home from Shepparton Mob and Yorta Yorta land. So I'm hoping I can push myself into that and get, you know, big people around me to be able to achieve that, you know what I mean? And for all my brothers that are in jail from Shepparton, I love you all, every single one of you, you know. And yeah, I'm not gone and forgotten, you know what I mean? I'm black and deadly, and I'm still going to keep get up, stand up and show up.